KR4, I went around.
KB4, CBA mobile.
Oh no, that went to neighborhood. KN4, UBG.
Alright, Kevin, well, I can just do without that. So what are you up to this morning?
Well, I'm out here taking the floaters off my truck right now. I don't need them no more now. You get the tunes taken out there in your car?
Have I got the what? Say that last one again.
Tunes, like a pontoon's got them run around, chrome things that they float on. I figured you might have to have them in that Mustang, deep as that water was yesterday.
Oh, I just got real, I got going real fast and just hydroplaned over everything. You know, it's amazing what you can do at 120 miles an hour. But anyway, no, I really didn't have any problem where I was. Places I was going, I just drove on Wade Hampton, and there really wasn't any problems at all. Just wet, moderate rain and wet. I know the ground saturated though, and I saw pictures. My wife sent me pictures of the Reedy River. Golly day, I would have loved to have been there and seen that. The Reedy, where it goes by the Peace Center and, you know, goes under the Main Street Bridge and goes to the falls, all that was just flooded. And, I mean, over the banks, big time. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, the Reedy River was that bad yesterday, especially down on 247 down there, headed into Belton. That big old bridge where you cross the river down that valley right there, man, that thing was up big time. There was several different places, the Turkey Creek on 25 right there, down in Hodges, next to Greenwood County. I went through there yesterday and I was monitoring WRARW and turned around and, went through there. Well, I lost a repeater down there and I couldn't get it no more. I was going to tell him about that one raising up. Well, I had to text him and let him know. But I came back through there yesterday. I bet that joker done raised up another 5. I wouldn't hurt to say another 8 feet. That thing had done raised up. It went from being like 20 feet wide to, it looked like it was 150 yards wide. I mean, it looked like the lake. My brother-in-law lives right there, right before you get to that. And, well, turned around, from about right below his property right there, it was filled up from there all the way across where the little creek goes through, all the way over into a neighbor's yard. I mean, I wouldn't hurt to say that thing was 150 yards wide, if not 200 yards wide. I don't know how high it got last night. I mean, it was still raining at the house, but I ain't gonna lie, I tell you, if people lived on that creek, man, I know there's a bunch of places that got flooded down there. Greenwood got hit pretty bad too yesterday.
Yeah, I was talking to a guy, and I cannot remember his name or call. I wish I could. I wanted to make sure I had the repeater. And his underpinning had all washed away. He had a motorcycle out there. It was up in some, was mired down in some mud that had, you know, the way the water washes silt and stuff around anything that's standing, and it had fallen over. And I told him I'd call there and help him, you know, get his bike out and try to get it, you know, under a shelter or something. And he said he was going to have somebody come and tow it out and it's probably going to need some work, but I hated, he was having a time. Hate to see a good motorcycle go to waste. Get bad in a flood. That's just not right.
CBA, KN4VWA.
Steve, what are you up to this morning? I got Kevin in here too. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to text you a picture of the of my driveway leading up to my building. I want you to see it.
Good or bad? I'm assuming it's bad.
Good.
Okay, I think that was Al. And I know Kevin came back in there, and Kevin's Steve, been there too. Go ahead, Kevin.
Roger, yeah, that was Al. He came in there right before I did. Yeah, man, I tell you what, yesterday down in Greenwood, it rained so hard, man, the back of my truck filled up full of water up to the side rails and was running out right here beside my welder. And you talking about a mess. Man, it was a mess. They called for a tornado down there up to 215. And you talking about a really big mess after that. Boy, it got so dark. I mean, it looked like it was 6:30 down there. It started raining like crazy.
Yeah, it's, if it gets dark like that, especially if the sky turns green, or you have some hail, precedes tornadoes, you better look for cover because it's coming. And I've seen a pickup truck take on a good bit of water, but I've never seen it come over the side. That would be a sight to see. You should have taken a picture of that.
Well, I got a video. I took a video of it. I mean, it was coming out in between my welder and my buckboard up here. You know, the rails is about 8 inches tall, you know, down the side of my bed that my toolbox is set on. Well, it filled up over top of those rails and was running out so bad that it looked like there was a gutter coming out between my welder and the buckboard on the truck. It was raining so hard and blowing sideways, it was flooding the building out while I was putting the door in.
And gentlemen, I hate to keep breaking in here, but I'm gonna have to bail. I'm pulling in the tennis center, the sports club here, and so I'm gonna have to bail out. Go ahead, Steve.
I sent you two or three pictures of my driveway. The two pictures where you can see red clay up under the pavement. Those two areas are about a foot and a half to 2 feet cut deep. Take a look at that. Call me back.
Roger, roger. All right, well, I'm going to sign, and y'all have a good day. I'm going to see if I can hit a tennis ball here and get some exercise and get the old blood pumping here. All right, y'all carry on, KB4CBA. I guess Al, you're next.
73s, David. KN4 UBG. You still in there? Al?
Actually, I am. See, I'm here.
Roger. I was just finishing telling David my story there from yesterday, man, down in Greenwood. That was a pretty bad storm that came through down there yesterday. I think a lot of places flooded out down there yesterday.
Yeah, no, the roads are good. There was all kinds of, there's tornadoes around, all kinds of stuff.
Roger. Yeah, I'd love to have my kayak down there yesterday. I could have rode it through the whole Kmart parking lot. I was about 8 inches of water in that parking lot yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure there was that many, at least.
I'm glad to see it be gone. Even though it is cold this morning, the sun's shining. That's the main thing. So, it's going to be a good day out here once it warms up a little bit. I don't know. They said tomorrow we're supposed to have a little bit of showers and a little bit of mixed snow in with it. So, wait and see how that goes.
Yeah, we just gotta hope that the ice and trees don't all come down from the wind.
Yeah, we got a high wind warning all morning. So, I don't know what time they're gonna lift that. It's probably, lunchtime or better, probably.
Don't know at this point.
Yeah, I'm just worried about my antenna blowing down the house, but which if they stayed up that long, they good to go.
Yeah, this kind of, especially with dipole and stuff like that, boy. Especially with horizontal antennas. Yeah, a lot of wind resistance, HS stuff, you gotta watch out.
Well, it's all 2 meter stuff that I put up. I got a high gain 14 element Yagi and a 13B2 Chris Craft beam. They're up about 35, 36 feet. And I got a 6 meter beam sitting at about 40 feet or 41 feet. And then about 55 feet, I got a 2 meter, forgot the name of it, Rango Ranger. And it's on a big old pole. But it stayed up, though. I looked at it this morning. We had some really bad wind to come through last night. She was still standing, so that was the main thing.
Wow, still standing. These HF ones are real big, you gotta watch out.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get my tower put together here before long. I finally got my other tree, I got a cable put in my tree where I can get the other one cut down. So I'm just kinda hoping to get that started here before long. I hope to, a weekend or two, it might not be this weekend, but hopefully next weekend it's going to be pretty, and I'm going to try to get that tree cut down. Start digging my hole for my tower. I'll be ready to roll then. That's the only thing I like so far.
Yeah, as long as the wind don't take it down for you.
I hope not, because if it does, it's going to tear out my corner of my house. It's sitting about 2 foot off the side of my house, leaning right over top of the house. Left back corner of the house, it would take that whole left corner of the house off.
Let's hope it don't do that.
Yeah, well, it's still up there. There's some good windstorms. I mean, hopefully it'll stand up there until I get it cut down, which it is standing by itself now. There ain't nothing else around it. I done cut all the other ones down. I just got to get my courage up to cut that one down. It's, leaning right toward the house, ain't too considered in that, because you'd have to pull that thing 6 feet before it stand up straight, because it's about 6 foot off at the top. That's how much it's leaning to the side, about 2 foot round, so hopefully it won't be that bad.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't do that.
AM4EVG. Yeah, hopefully it don't do that. Hopefully it'll stand there for another week. You still in there, Steve, or you done gone?
The only thing you can do is cable that tree and cut that thing right down. That's probably about the only thing you can do.
Yeah, without having a lift, that'd be the only thing I could do. and put that steel cable in it. Take that winch and pull it back over. I got a 12,000 pound winch, so hopefully that'll be enough.
Yeah, and you just notch it the way you want it to go, and then what we used to do was, what I did one time, my neighbor was cutting a tree. I don't use chainsaw, I can't see, but my neighbor and I helped pull a few down. So what we did is he got me in a four-wheel drive, and I rolled down the tension to chain up. I said, okay, I'll put my foot toward the where I need to, so I don't go through the next door neighbor's house. And he notched it. I took the four-wheel drive, and I just kind of pulled it, jumped on the trowel, and the tree went where I wanted it.
Yeah, that's what I done to three of mine. I done three of mine that way with that steel cable and a ship wheel on a tree and hooked the four-wheel drive to it and had it on the pavement. And they went where I wanted them to go, so I'm hoping the winch will pull this one where it needs to go. I'm going to slowly cut it and let the winch do all the pulling. So hopefully everything goes good.
Are the branches strong enough you can climb with a climbing belt and climb down a branch and cut some of the branches, drop some of the branches off up in the air?
Well, all the branches is about 30 feet. The whole tree ain't about 43 to about 45 feet tall. But it's just, the whole top of it is just spreaded out, you know, it's got some big old limbs hanging right over the house. There ain't nothing at the backyard. There ain't no limbs whatsoever, you know, facing the backyard. Every one of them hanging over top of the house. So I thought about getting up in there and cutting some of the big limbs off of it, you know, to take some of the weight out of it, which I might end up doing that, taking a rope, you know, cut them and let them swing off on top of the house and you know, just cut them up and throw them off on the ground. They're about 8-inch round limbs. So, I mean, it ain't nothing really big. So, hopefully I can do it that way.
Maybe what you can do is climb up on the house, get up in the tree, climb up toward it, and then just cut some off. And I mean, how far above the house are they?
They're probably, the limbs is probably about 15 feet over top of the house. That's not a bad thing. I wish they was tall enough to where I could take a, you know, maybe a not extension ladder, but a A-frame ladder and get up there and cut them off. But I can't get up that high, so I'm going to have to climb the tree and cut them off and just take a rope and lower them down on top of the house. They didn't get on top of the house and cut them up and throw them off in the backyard. There's four big limbs that's hanging off the back of it, so man, if I get them limbs off, I think it'll go where I want it to go.
Well, it's good to too. You can get a pull saw and go through a pull saw and cut them.
You got a good point there. I didn't think about that. A buddy of mine's got a pull saw. I did not think about that. I'm glad you said that.
Because that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, at least I can trim about eight or ten of them limbs off, you know, that way. I did not think nothing about that, but I'm glad you said that. A buddy of mine's got a 12-foot, or it might even extend out to a 15-foot pole saw. He bought it to trim out from around his house with his house. That was right. I'm glad you said that.
I was just kind of thinking about KI4N. I was just kind of thinking about, you know, how I would do it without seeing how I would do it. And it just kind of came to my mind.
KM4UBG? Yeah. Well, I never did think about the pole saw. I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, that would work. Pole saw, at least I could get at least three of the limbs off. Easy. You know, that would work out. I'm glad you said that.
And you know, there's another thing you can do too. You can always get, if there's a tree across the yard, you can always climb up the tree as far as you can and take a cable it to another tree and pull it tight with a winch. And then you can cut it so it'll straighten the tree up.
Yeah, I got steel cable, 5/8 steel cable, about as big as my thumb, and 12,000 pound winch. think I can get it removed if I get them limbs out of it. I'll call him here after a while and see if he's still got that pole saw. That'd be the best way to do it right there.
Yeah, sir, you don't want the damage to the house.
I'm trying to get the insurance company to pick something like that, man. It's hard. I deal with that one time with the other house right beside the one I live in now. Had some hail damage on the roof, man. They tried their best to get out of it all together. Or basically did get out of it all together. I finally let the house go back. It started leaking in about 8 spots, and that old ceiling started piling in and everything else. And I had insurance on it and everything else, but they kept coming out here telling me that the insurance wouldn't cover it because it wasn't hail damage. So I just let them have it back. And my neighbor was moving out right when we just took the payments over on it. And worked out pretty good.
That's ridiculous. I mean, it wasn't hail damage. I mean, real to hell's point, you'd think they want to take care of that because those dummies don't seem to understand. If the house gets destroyed from the roof, then they lose their whole investment.
I moved out of that house almost, it's probably been almost 10 years ago. That house is still sitting there. You know, they come in every once in a while and do something to it, and they'll leave and come back and do something else to it, and they still ain't done with it. They done replaced the roof on it twice since then.
I'm telling you, man, sometimes insurance companies are just crazy.
About a year ago, some guys came in and replaced the roof, and about 4 months ago, they came in and replaced it again, tore the hole. They tore all the shingles off and redone all the shingles and everything on the roof again. That was the second time in less than 2 years, and nobody never bought it. I mean, it's been sitting there. Last time I went in and looked at it, it had green mildew all over the walls where it's been sitting there getting cold and heating up during the summer. And somebody's going to do a lot of cleaning in that house.
Yes.
But you know, the banks are smarter than we are. You know, that's the thing. You know, they think they know everything and don't know nothing. But yeah, if they'd have replaced the roof, the first get going, and you know, whenever I get, was to replace the roof, the house would probably be just about paid for it now, 10 years later.
Oh, man. Yeah, hopefully you get a chance this weekend to get that tree down nice and safely and get your tower up.
That's what I'm hoping to do. I got all the concrete for my tower, so I can start that process. And the only thing I got to get now, I got to get my anchor points, the little bus anchors that goes on my rods for like the telephone pole guys. I got to get those. And other than that, I got everything else already ready to go. Coax is made up, all that good stuff. So hopefully it'll be a good, smooth trip, hopefully.
At least the repeater's hanging this morning. Yesterday, the repeater was terrible.
Them storms yesterday had about all the repeaters kind of messed up, you know. I got down around Greenwood, the 47 K90H repeater, it was acting up down there yesterday. It was like it kept keying up and staying keyed up. I couldn't hardly hear nothing back, you know, and finally I lost the repeater altogether about 2 miles outside of Greenwood, and I couldn't even key today, so I guess that's the storm it was. Usually I had the 8-2 machine done, and I didn't even have it yesterday.
Well, you know, we gotta get these repeaters around here straightened up, because, man, if there really is a bad emergency where someone needs it, we gotta get them rolling straight, because this is not good.
Well, it could have just been the conditions. It might not have been the repeater. It could have just been the conditions. You know, all that high wind and all that good stuff, you know, and all that pouring down rain, you know, it kills out the signal, you know. That could have been what it was. Which, I mean, I don't know. Everybody else was closer to it than me yesterday. I mean, I wasn't up this way yesterday. I was in Greenwood all the way up to about dark yesterday.
sometimes conditions are so bad you can't, but we got to try to do the best we can with these things because down in this area of the country, this stuff happens all the time.
I know they've been working on this one a lot, you know, and it's really improved. I'm hoping, you know, whenever they get everything done, you know, it'd be really improved. I mean, there's still going to be probably a few places that, you know, it's going to be a little sketchy, but, you know, hopefully it'll do a lot better than what it's doing now. I mean, I like this repeater. I mean, everybody's working on it pretty good, so I got to give them a lot of credit.
If they do the idea they're going to do, it'll fix it. It'll put it out for good. It'll be fixed.
I just need to find out what happened to the Greenwood repeater down there, man. I couldn't even get the Greenwood repeater yesterday. I don't know if they changed the tone on it or not. I had it about three or four days ago, I had it. I come out of Greenwood, was talking to a guy on it. It done good all the way back to Greenville, and then I don't know what happened. It just, I can't key it up from home, and I can't key it up, you know, even in Greenwood, so. I need to pull it back up on repeaterbook.com and see if they changed the tone in it.
Maybe something happened to their antenna up there from the wind and lightning the other day.
Yeah, it could be. I know we had some really good lightning down there yesterday. It lightning a bunch of good times down there because when they called for that tornado warning right there at about 12:50, I guess, said we was under a tornado warning until 2:15. It got real dark and started thundering and lightning down there pretty good. The wind started blowing and pouring down rain.
Yeah, no, it really did. Actually, for this time of year, I think that's the worst weather conditions I've seen since I've been down here.
Well, that's me. That's about the baddest storms that I've seen that come through yet. You know, I mean, compared to what it done to Pickens and everywhere else. You know, the Pickens County jockey lot was underwater yesterday. It was up to almost the top of the buildings. Some of the buildings, it was up to the top of them. Gatlinburg and all that got hit pretty bad up in there.
Catboy. I get a little more space between keys. I keep forgetting about that in case somebody wants to tell me. Yeah, no, that's someone who has some serious repair work to do on those buildings.
Yeah, roger. KM4UBG. Well, man, I'm going to let you get back to it. I'm going to step out of here right quick in case somebody else wants a repeater. I got to step out and get ready to go to work here. They done moved my trailer out. See if I can't get these two dock seals done and get out of here today. But you have a good one, Al, and I'll holler back at you later on. I'll say 73Z, KM4UBG. I'll be clear.
KM4, I'm clear.